Joe and Alex show on radio now. Hey, follow us. We are on Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. And I mean, like, follow the show. Go follow me, Joe. Follow Alex, who's at a wedding on the West Coast. Follow Liv, who's in Hawaii. You can see what's going on with her. Follow producer Porkchop, who I don't know what he really posts on his Instagram. What do you post up there?
I actually don't post much anymore, and I haven't lately because I've gained 45 pounds.
Oh, God, girl.
Since August.
Okay, well, I was trying to really drive people to follow your Instagram so you could have like 100 followers.
Well, but here's what we're going to do. If I get more followers, that'll give me confidence that they want to see me, and I'll post more pictures.
Maybe a nude photo, just covering yourself.
Probably not.
Listen, we got listeners that want to see that. Either way, you can find out what we got available. We'll show some skin right now at Joe and Alex Show. Let's get into it. Time for you to get your news on. It's Joe's Need to Know News. Well, Porkchop, I got to bring you in on this one. And actually, my wife, Lindsay, who's filling in for Alex today, you drove a little bit for Lyft, so I'll get your guys' thoughts if this happened. But an Uber driver's been caught using racial slurs on video. It seems like there's something new every week. But a woman in Davenport, Iowa, recorded video of an Uber driver using nasty racial slurs while driving her to her destination. The company has taken action. They removed the driver's access to the app. Kiara White, who is a black lady, posted the video on her Facebook page, says her white driver started arguing with her after she corrected him for driving the wrong way. This guy, I guess, two times in a row, kept on going down a one-way street.
Whoa.
That's terrifying.
I would be like, dude, are you drunk?
Yeah.
What are you doing? And apparently, things kind of got out of hand, and this guy, listen, we only know one side of it. I don't know what she said to him, like, before to start this, but this is where it picks up, and it's okay for the radio, but this guy's pretty racist.
Just like a monkey.
He's calling her a monkey.
Where were you born at? Freeze Point, Mississippi? Come up here, the slum.
This is the racist motherfucker ever experienced in my life.
That I've ever seen too.
He mad because he can't read a map. Listen to all this. This is an Uber driver.
Yeah.
He drives Uber though, but he's talking about me. He drives people for a living. This is slave. He's a clown. Man. But he's working for me right now. He's getting my money.
You get out.
At my destination.
Why don't you get up and swing on that pole for me?
See that?
That's
look
all
at
you
that.
People are good for.
Thing goes on and on and on. So
that
it's
is
like
awful.
I can't even imagine that. And listen, I know racism's out there, but it's like, I just can't believe it's like there's somebody's that racist. It blows my mind. Maybe it's because I don't hang out with racist people. You drive for Uber still sometimes on the side, Porkchop. And Lindsay, when she first got here, when I started the show, the Joe and Alex Show, she was driving some Lyft too. You guys ever have an experience?
No, actually, I've never had any bad experience. And this is why. Well, and first, in my opinion, I think they're both wrong. And I'll tell you why.
Why?
So the driver first is obviously wrong because when I drive, you know, I'm very carefree. I tell people, if you want me to go a certain way, tell me. I'll go that way. If I'm doing something wrong and I'm driving them, tell me and I will correct it. I won't get mad. There's no reason to get mad. And then secondly, I think this lady's wrong is because she kind of started antagonizing him by filming. At this point, if this is happening to me, like I'm saying, you know, if you don't mind, could you please stop the car? I'd like to get out.
But also, though, too, don't you want to get proof that somebody said something?
Sure,
Okay, maybe as a white guy doesn't offend me, like, hey, cracker, no. Like, I don't care. But I mean, like, from her, don't you think that's a good thing she recorded that?
Yeah, I'll get my 1-2 seconds of proof. And then, like, you know, she's like, no, you need to take me to my destination. Are you kidding me? If someone's driving me and slurring racial slurs at me, I'm doing, you know, like, don't kill me. Don't go crazy. Just please, nicely, I would like to get out of the car. Thank you. I'll still give you a dollar tip. Like,
oh,
just
you
let
a tip?
Me, yeah, just, yeah.
You
anything.
Are too nice.
No, yeah. Just get me out of the car.
I'd be giving your ass a 1-star review.
I would. I think it's good that she got the video to, like, to have the proof so that he would get fired or whatever. But I would have gotten out of the car, too. Not only because he's, like, saying terrible things to her, but also if he's driving the wrong way down one-way streets, I would be like, I'm out of here.
Exactly.
Okay, now let's go to some good news here that everybody can love. My wife, Lindsay, who's co-host today, has been asking for a long time for us to get a Costco card, and I've kind of been hesitant, haven't I?
Joe, if you listen to the show, you know Joe's like the cheapest man in the world, so.
Yeah, you do have to pay for it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, listen, today after the show, we're going to go get a Costco card. Here's why. Costco just started selling a 27-pound bucket of macaroni and cheese.
Yes.
It's 6 gallons. and it's 180 servings. It's got a shelf life of 20 years. If you want one, it only costs $90.
But I need to know, like, does it come in the box and you have to cook it? Or, like, is it a big box of Kraft?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm hoping it's already done because I'm too lazy to actually cook it. It's just $2 a serving, though, or $90 per serving if you eat like my wife, Lindsay. unfortunately, though, I checked it out online. It's sold out already. So we're
going
to have to get our membership and try that again. And I love flaming hot Doritos. Like, Cheetos, I mean. I love those, even though they stain your hand. Well, I kind of let it slip. There's a new chip hitting shelves today. Flaming Hot Nacho Doritos. Yes! They're putting the same dust from Cheetos on nacho cheese Doritos.
I like Cool Ranch better.
I wish they put them on Cool Ranch. Oh, my gosh. I've done stuff where, like, who was that one little rapper, Lil Xan, where he had, like, the hospital issue because he ate them so much.
Oh.
I'm willing to go to the hospital for flaming hot food. I'm all about that.
Sounds like you should get some money for an endorsement or something.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get an endorsement for sure. Okay, I need this. I don't know if we can do it as like a Valentine's Day gift. Tell me if you guys would want to throw in some money. Samsung just unveiled a 219-inch TV, calling it the wall.
219 inches?
It's 18-something feet.
Yeah. Whoa!
I actually saw a picture of this. It's incredible. Like, it really does take up an entire wall.
Isn't, like, the typical wall, like, 10 feet?
Well, I don't know how tall it is in the sky. I think it's wide.
Oh,
it's
gotcha.
A width. Yeah,
TVs are measured on the diagonal. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Somebody has to be smart. Thanks for bringing the room down.
Sorry.
They also have a model which is decent size, 75-inch.
Okay.
I get down with that. They unveiled it yesterday in Las Vegas at the Consumer Electronics Show. So they're both going to have 4K micro LED technology, which they say, because I don't know what the hell that means. It creates a brighter image that uses less energy. So that's kind of cool. Finally, how are you guys doing with the government shutdown?
I haven't been affected, I don't think.
I have a friend actually. He's an air traffic controller in Houston, and he's dealing with that. My buddy Nick. So shout out to Nick if you're listening this morning. Actually, he's still working. He's just not getting paid.
Well, hopefully he's not listening, and hopefully he's directing planes.
Yeah, but listen, if he is, it's okay. Here's my thing, though. Congress, there's some people that are still doing things and introducing bills. Did you guys hear about this one? It's perfect. Even with the government shutdown going on, Congress is still working, at least some are, on introducing new laws. One of them is a federal legalization of marijuana, a.k.a. House Resolution 420. It's actually the House Resolution number 420. Like, what
no
are the odds?
No way! Yes, I see now.
Yes, House Resolution 420. The bill is actually titled the Regulated Marijuana Like Alcohol Act, and it would remove cannabis or marijuana and weed from the Federal Controlled Substance Act. So,
wow.
Someone's been sitting on that just to time it that would be the resolution.
It's like, can I do it now? No. Okay, this is the perfect time. All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it all out at joeandalexshow.com.